Friday of the second week of Lent. The first reading is from Genesis, chapter 37, verses 3 and following. Israel loved Joseph best of all his sons, for he was the child of his old age, and he had made him a long tunic. When his brothers saw that their father loved him best of all his sons, they hated him so much that they would not even greet him. One day, when his brothers had gone to pasture their father's flocks at Shechem, Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers, you know, are tending our flocks at Shechem. Get ready, I will send you to them." So Joseph went after his brothers and caught up with them at Dothan. They noticed him from a distance, and before he came up to them, they plotted to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes the master dreamer. Come on, let us kill him and throw him into one of the cisterns here. We could say that a wild beast devoured him. We shall see what comes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to save him from their hands, saying, "We must not take his life. Instead of shedding blood," he continued, "just throw him into that cistern there in the desert, but not to kill him outright." His purpose was to rescue him from their hands and return him to his father. So when Joseph came up to them, they stripped him of the long tunic he had on. Then they took him and threw him into the cistern, which was empty and dry. They then sat down to their meal. Looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, their camels laden with gum, balm, and resin to be taken down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What is to be gained by killing our brother and concealing his blood? Rather, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites instead of doing away with him ourselves. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh." His brothers agreed. They sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. This is the word of the Lord. My dear family, Israel is a patriarch, the father, but he made a big mistake. He showed preference to one of the sons, and therefore he planted seeds of resentment. Now, that does not justify at all what the brothers did, but parents have to be careful. Now, the brothers wanted to get rid of Joseph in a big way, and after some arguments, they ended up selling him as the big dreamer. Well, those dreams eventually saved their lives when they had to go to Egypt because they were starving. And we see in contrast that Joseph held no resentment. He totally forgave them. It's a story that reminds us of Jesus. Jesus was also sold by silver pieces. And yet, he forgave us. He held no resentment. He saved our lives as well. Let us go now to the gospel, which is Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 and following. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to the tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his own son to them, thinking, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance." They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes? They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lead his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard these parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear family, Jesus draws this parable from the allegory of the vineyard that appears in the prophet Isaiah in his chapter 5. And in the case of Isaiah, it foreshadowed the destruction of Jerusalem and the Babylonian exile, which actually happened in the year 586 BC. So the Pharisees were very aware of what Jesus was saying and forewarning the destruction of Israel as they knew it, which will actually happen 70 years of our era when the Romans invaded and destroyed Jerusalem. And who is the one responsible for the vineyard? Well, the chief priests, because the vineyard is Israel. And Jesus is telling them, "You are the caretakers of the vineyard. You are those hired hands, that the tenants that are not willing to give the Lord the produce," you see. And they knew very well that he was talking about them. When Jesus spoke these words, the temple was still under construction. Construction lasted until the year 63 of our era. And so Jesus uses now the example of the cornerstone. The cornerstone joins two walls together, and it is essential for the consistency of the building. And Jesus now says that he is that cornerstone, that it was rejected by the builders. And who are the builders of the temple? Well, yes, the Pharisees, the ones he's addressing the parable to. They were the ones. And so they took offense at this instead of recognizing their mistake, their sin. So this is the important teaching for us. How are we like the Pharisees? They were able to recognize that those tenants were wrong, that they were wretched, but then they could not accept that it would be applied to them. Are we able to apply this parable to us and see How is it that we are not giving the Lord our lives? That we're not giving the Lord the fruit of our labor? That we have become dominant over our lives, our time, and we do really what we want to do? And when the prophet comes, when the Messiah comes to tell us different, we don't want to listen. This is the challenge. God bless you.